All right, I'm here joined with head men's basketball coach at Iowa Lakes Community College, Coach Troy Larson, and exciting times for the Lakers as they just got done winning the conference championship. They are the champions of the ICCAC on the year, earning the one seed. And talk to us about the year, Coach, and your thoughts.
Yeah, Ash, thanks for having me. It's just been a lot of fun. You know, we had a group that we thought had a chance to be pretty good, but we hit a kind of a lull in our play and a little hard time in our play around Thanksgiving time, where we lost two games at home in our Thanksgiving Classic, and then School of Science out of North Dakota came in a couple days later and beat us as well. So, you know, we're sitting there at 6-5 at one point in time thinking, holy cow, and we had some injuries and we had some guys not performing very well. But to our guys' credit, they had great character. And we made a couple of small adjustments, both offensively and defensively, that they implemented and that which helped us to maximize our potential. It helped us. We came together. We were really connected. And the result was just a wonderful run of basketball. You know, I think we were 15-3. You know, two out of our three league losses. One was in overtime at Kirkwood. One was to DMAC by two here up until last night, where we didn't play very good against Western. But we went a long stretch of games, you know, 17, 18 games playing really at a high level and great basketball. So it's a lot of fun to see. And if you look at, like, the conference stats, some unbelievable stuff. Like, we lead the league in field goal shooting. We lead the league in three-point field goal shooting. We average over 20 assists as a team in conference play, which is amazing. We out-rebound people by, I think, 13, 14 rebounds a night. So just some offensive efficiency, the best in the league. Defense efficiency, the best in the league. So just some really good stats to back up why we were able to win a lot of games like we did.
Absolutely, and you've had some players really stepping up that are really helping the Lakers and the success that you guys have had on this run that you're talking about. So talk to us about some of the players that you're really pleased with right now.
Sure, you know, and it kind of starts with the three guys that had quite a bit of experience coming back, and Jeremiah Burke, Ant Holdren, and Oz Myborg. Those three guys have been really good. Jeremiah's got a chance, I think, to be MVP of the league. You know, he's probably like about 15 points and 10 rebounds. Really good player, and has gotten better from last year. Better leader, way better defender, those sort of things. So he's been great. And then Ant and Oz are just two really solid guards that Ant's had a really efficient year, averaging about 12 points a game and 4 or 5 rebounds, 4 or 5 assists, while shooting, like, I think his field goal percentage is like 58%, you know, which is crazy for a guard. And then Oz is just a glue guy, you know, makes the right decisions. Doesn't care if he scores, it doesn't need to score for us to be successful, just does a great job. And then, you know, you got a few other guys. We did add three transfers that have had impacts on us, and Creighton Morris out of Spirit Lake originally. He was at Morningside, and Creighton's came in conference play. He's been great, about 14-9, really efficient, shoots at a high field goal percentage, so really appreciate his work. And then Isaiah Williams and Amari Crowder, two really strong physical guards that have came in and they guard well, they can score, they just understand how to play, so they've been a blessing to have as well. And then you throw in a couple of our freshmen in a Sam West out of Minneapolis, Bernard out of Minneapolis. Those two guys have really played good down the stretch, so very pleased. You know, you kind of, as a coach, you evaluate throughout the course, you say, hey, is because you want all your kids to play at the level that you think they can play at. And I think we were talking the other day as a staff, we thought if we're playing 10 guys, probably 8 of them have had better years than what we probably thought they could have. And then maybe one was kind of at the level, and then maybe one had just underperformed a little bit. But for the most part, when you say comments like that, you're going to have a good year.
Absolutely. And the Lakers finished the season, the regular season, 21-8 and 13-3 in conference play. Currently ranked 5th in the nation, and we get to host the regional tournament this weekend in Estherville. And the Lakers, as we talked about, earned the number one seed. They'll play either number 8 Northeast or number 9 NIAC. So talk to us about the matchup, Coach, and what you're looking for out of your team.
Yeah, you know, both times we played those two on the road, it's been really competitive games. You know, NIAC, it was tied with probably about 10 minutes left to go. We made some plays, and Northeast, we had to storm back at the end of regulation to tie to beat them in overtime, and probably didn't deserve to win the game. So, I mean, this time of year, you just got to be ready to play. And you can't go into the game thinking, I'm the number one seed, they're the number eight seed, they're going to roll over and we're going to beat them by 15, 20, 30 points. That's just not going to happen. You know, it's postseason basketball. They got good players. They're well coached. I mean, it's going to be a battle. Both of them have really good athleticism. Both of them have really good guard play. You know, we've played them both recently, so we kind of, third time around, you know what everybody does anyway. So from a prep, we'll be okay. But we're just looking forward to the games, and it should be a lot of fun.
Absolutely. And talk to the fans, you know, just about, you know, exciting weekend, some big time basketball with the whole conference coming to Estherville, Iowa this weekend. So just talk to us about the format of the weekend, you know, how fans can catch the action.
Sure. We've got numerous ways in which you can do it. One, we hope you come out to the games, you know, and like you said, the playing games Friday night between NIAC and Northeast, that starts at 7 p.m. Here on the SRO campus on Friday. And then Saturday, games are 1, 3, 5, and 7. So you have four quarterfinal games. We play the 5 p.m. game. So we'll play the winner of that playing game at 5 p.m. on Saturday. And then the four teams that win will advance to the semifinals, and that'll be Sunday. And that'll be Sunday at 5 and Sunday at 7. So if we win Saturday, then we'll play at 7 p.m. on Sunday. We'd love to have a lot of fans out there. It's $10 admission, free for the five county students that you know, high school, elementary students within our five counties that we represent. It's free for Iowa Lakes students to get in with their IDs, free for faculty and staff with their IDs to get in. And then our Century Club can also utilize those to get in. Everybody else, it's $10, and that gives you the pass for the whole day. So that's one way to do it. If you can't watch it or be out in person, you can watch the live stream on iowalakesathletics.com. The MC22 and our Iowa Lakes students are doing the whole entire tournament every single game. So you can go to our website and check out every single game if you want. So should be a really good deal.
Awesome. Best of luck, Coach.
Okay, thanks, Ashley.